Welcome back to What Jail's Like. That was a dismemberment plan. What do we hear from them, Mike?
I think the song is called What Do You Want Me to Say? I just got the album, and it's amazing. I love it.
Is that new?
Yeah, it just came out actually about a month ago. Fully endorse it, and it ended up on actually many, many top 10 lists that I've seen over the last couple of months. People who got promos and stuff. I know for a fact the Pitchfork, if anyone's looked at Pitchfork on the web, it's a review site that does a lot of reviews. And they did a top 100 of the decade. That was a pretty good list. It was okay. It was a little biased towards indie rockish type stuff. But it was the only album on the list that wasn't even out yet. And it was like number 35 or something. And I picked it up. Love it. It's really good.
Cool
stuff.
All right. It's a little segment right about now. Where we give you something to fill the gaping spaces. Because they keep opening up in your life. They are just continually popping up, and we gotta keep shuttling stuff in there to fill it. And I almost said another SH word. Shoveling stuff in.
Oh, we need to get home and watch Devil's Reign.
Yeah!
Gotta keep shoveling stuff into it to fill the gaping void of your life. And one of the ways in which we do it on a weekly basis is to provide you with super happy fun time public service announcements.
Public service announcements. Wow, we actually had like real percussion in that. No one has ever beat their chest while doing the PSA theme. It's good. Too much Donkey Kong 64 for you. The State of Illinois Department of Natural Resources is offering summer internships in bold to college
They're
students.
Offering bold summer internships.
It's in bold to college students in forestry, fisheries.
You got to be pretty bold for a summer internship in fishery.
And park interpretation. No, sir. I'm sorry. The park is actually asking Recreation Administration. Summer work internships allow students to obtain practical experience and meet the hands-on training requirements necessary in many programs to earn a degree.
You know what hands-on training is frequently a metaphor for? Dirty. Dirty. Rub dirty.
He was just rubbing his body. It was very pretty. Many of the internships pay $1,000 per month. Sign me up.
Yeah.
$1,000 a month. Non-paid. Okay, wait. Many internships pay $1,000 per month, semicolon. Non-paid internships are also available. Oh, well, hook me up with that.
Did you, can I look into the non-paid internships?
No, I really was wondering if you had anything that just, can I pay you? College students at the junior, senior, or graduate level in natural resources-related programs are stupid, are eligible to apply. Preferences will be given to applicants who need to complete an internship for a degree.
Here, would you like a preference?
Yes, I would.
Here, have a preference.
Interns will work full-time and will be directly supervised by Department of Natural Resources personnel.
And
I don't care what you do. Stupid college puke. Think you're all that because you're getting your degree. I've been in this forest for 2 years. I can talk to the squirrels. No, really, look. See that squirrel over there? Watch. Hey. It just told me it loves me.
So if you're a fishery major, go get it.
Internships typically begin in May and vary in length from 3 to 6 months. But they will see much, much longer. Placement will be based on site availability, and the applicant's area of interest. Interested students may call the Illinois Department of Natural Resources at 217-782-4963. That's in bold. So you have to have a bold phone. The application deadline is in bold, February 15th.
So, if people studying fish are, their science is called fishery, what is it called when you study bugs?
I think it's,
insectary.
Insectary. Yes.
That's my favorite word in the world.
Insectary? Yes.
I use it a lot.
All right. Did you know that together, the flu and pneumonia are the fifth leading cause of death among people 65 years of age or older?
Age being number one.
Each year in the United States, as many as 60,000 adults die needlessly from the flu and pneumonia. What I'm taking from that paragraph, flu and pneumonia combining to, you know, number five.
Wipe out old people.
Where are the rest of your causes? You know, I mean, get up on it, pianos falling from the sky. You know, you guys are really lax. You guys are way back there on like 12th.
That'd be awesome. Did you know that spontaneous human combustion is the number three killer of people? Did you know that Mark Hyden...
You can protect yourself simply by getting a flu shot once a year. Who are you kidding? You can't. If you're 65 years of age or older, there's no defense from it.
And you're probably going to think that you got the flu shot, but it was actually in aught five.
And at least one pneumonia shot in your life. So get it shot into your life. Bring your life, expose your life, and shoot up into your life. Assuming you have any veins left in your life. You're not completely tapped out, in which case you can shoot between your toes.
Or the life of your toes.
Right.
The toes of your life.
There is a common myth that you can get sick from getting the shots, but that's not true. I didn't hear that myth, personally.
No.
That's bullcrap. You do get sick, because they tell you when you get a flu shot that you may experience some flu-like symptoms for the next 2 days. Yeah. You're going to get a slight fever, because what they're doing is shooting you up with currently the most common strain of the flu. That's what they're doing.
So basically what we're saying is...
It's not a myth. The doctor's told you.
Yeah. Old people should probably hide behind the couch and shots.
That's a better protection from the flu for old people.
The vaccines are safe and effective. Best of all, both are covered by Medicare. Call your doctor or local health department today for more information about being vaccinated against the flu and pneumonia. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District phone number is 352-7961.
Wonderful. Well, I got a public service announcement here. For those who have always wanted to learn to draw, but felt they lacked talent or confidence, you can sign up for Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, which is the fourth cause of death among
people,
everybody, because if you draw on your brain, you will die. Class taught by convicted felon Sandra Otten.
Say that.
It's just a joke.
What? Oh, no, I was reading the back of...
No, he's got my Crime Stoppers one.
Yeah.
I just got it mixed up. Oh. Sandra, very sorry. Really, honestly, very sorry. She's not a convicted felon, and we don't know who this guy is.
So many problems. We should have talked about this.
Please, please. It was, you know, just a mix-up.
She's a nice... I actually know her. That's why I said it. I said it in jest. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. If you're listening, hi, Sandra.
You know.
Yes. All right. This method teaches a new way of seeing. I thought it was about drawing. Students learn that drawing well is a... Students learn that drawing well is a matter of eliminating the use of symbols and beginning to really see what is in front of them.
Mike, I think you need a new method of seeing. See what is in front of you, e.g. the PSR.
All right. Okay. And Wyon can learn to draw. For those who have completed the drawing on the right side of the brain, or already have a foundation in drawing, students...
Presumably they've got the left side of their brain.
Yeah, that's a great sentence. For those of you who have completed the drawing on the right side of the brain, or already have a foundation in drawing, students can sign up.
Okay, basically the punctuation in this is really bad. There's a bunch of those little three dot things.
But I like if you have a foundation in drawing, students. I've been drawing students for quite some time.
So sometimes they even know that I'm drawing them. Sometimes they don't. They mistakenly leave their blinds open late at night.
So those of you who have drawn on your brain and drawn students, you can sign up for instructional drawing and painting. Instructional drawing and painting.
So this, you're drawing instructions?
Yeah. I guess.
Right. You learn how to write instructions on how to draw and paint and stuff like that. It must have been the person who wrote this, in which case I would not advise you to go to this class. This class focuses...
The PSA,
I'm not supposed to diss them, am I?
No. It's just that the PSA was drawn with a new method of seeing.
Oh.
And that's why it's like...
When the revolution comes, we'll all see that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Come here. Let me draw on your brain for a moment.
Okay. Ow!
Okay, try the PSA now.
First class focuses on skill building.
He's Glass Lolly right there. He's speaking in tongues, everyone.
Incorporating instruction.
Well, the use of cymbals has been eliminated.
Alright, I'm back. This class focuses on skill building, incorporating instruction, assignment, demonstration, and critique. Classes are being offered at Southland Studios on Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m., Tuesdays from 1 to 3 p.m., and on Wednesday from 7:15 to 9:15 p.m. Call 217-365-6345. And class sessions begin on January 3rd and February 7th.
Nice. Crime Stoppers is once again asking for your help in solving three armed robberies in the area of the 700 to 1,000 blocks of West Stoughton Street in Urbana.
Don't move there.
Wait, no, this gets better. On Tuesday, December 14th, between 10:30 p.m. and 11 p.m., so within a half an hour, three black males robbed three different people at gunpoint in a three-block radius.
I think basically what it was with people got in line. It was very nice of them.
Okay,
got
okay. And waited. First of all, yeah, how do you, like, how does person number two not see that coming? Like, yeah, did I? Hey, look, they're robbing that guy.
I'd just like to point out that this is another instance of non-sensationalism in the media. We're pointing out that it's not a big deal. They're being courteous, you know.
Okay, guys, but here's what I'm really trying to get at. So I don't know how much of you guys have done in studies of illuminated theory, the ideas of the illuminated masters of the world, you know, the Freemasons. There's a rule of threes. Yeah. There's a rule of fives, rule of threes. We have, in 30 minutes, three black males robbed three different people at gunpoint in an area of 700 to 1,000, which is three blocks.
Yeah.
30 minutes, three men, three robberies, three blocks.
Oh, my God.
Try to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Urbana police investigators are requesting any information you may have about these suspects. I'm not calling anybody.
No.
They're listening. They know.
Tinfoil man outside my door.
George Bush, you're a wonderful, wonderful man.
George W. Bush.
Both of them.
You're a wuss. I hate politicians. Crime Stoppers will pay a reward. And no, I haven't voted. Ever. So if you got a problem with that, bring it.
Bring it on!
I don't keep myself well informed, so I don't bother to vote, and then I don't complain. I mean, I hate them, but I think they're all a bunch of jerks.
Vote for Mark Hyden. That's my advice.
I have a very laissez-faire.
If elected, I will not serve.
I would love it if Mark was president.
Cthulhu for president in 2000. Wouldn't that be phenomenal? Who would care what our foreign policy was when the dread god Cthulhu is our president? Like, what should we do, Cthulhu? You're right. We'll just send some videotapes. pull back the troops! Crime Stoppers will pay a reward if your information leads to the arrest of persons responsible for these crimes. Once again, Mark Hyden did it, everybody. Please come on down. Mark Hyden he's the three black males.
I don't know about that. I'm 2.5 black males.
If you have any information, I'm three little girls named Mary. Call Crime Stoppers at 373-TIPS. Oh, Narga is currently looking at their phone going, but it numbers! Phone got no... Millie, we got one of them newfangled letter phones! Callers do not have to give their names or appear in court. How do you get paid if you don't... No, just put it in a brown paper bag.
Leave it under the bench. 4 o'clock. Come alone.
Okay, guys. It's the year 2000. Come on!
Rewards are also paid for information on other felony crimes or fugitives in the Champaign County area. Mike Renaud. Mike jaywalked yesterday. I saw him with my own eyes.
A lot of other things, too. Bring it on.
Yeah, he's a felon. And I want my money. So come and get him.
See, you can tell that wasn't a real Crime Stoppers announcement because Mike Renaud is white. And Crime Stoppers only reports on crime committed by black people.
Is this true?
I've seen a lot of Crime Stoppers reports.
Yeah.
And Crime Stoppers would have you believe that every crime in the world is committed by black people.
And they also believe that... I'm going to read my public service announcement. No, actually, it's Mark's turn. That was my...
Skip past my turn because we're running low on time.
Oh, I was just... Oh, yeah. I didn't say anything because I was going to base what I was going to say upon swear words, and I already got my butt beat for that. The Illinois State Police wish to draw public attention to the importance of safety belt and child safety seat use.
We're batting 3,000 now.
Yeah, it's really bad. They offer these suggestions for using child safety seats. Okay. Never place the child safety seat in the front seat of a vehicle with a passenger side airbag.
But what if you put it in the driver's seat?
That's fine. Since
he's driving the car.
My dad, dad. Oh, look, he's so cute. He's chewing on the steering wheel.
Secure the child's seat in the vehicle. Oh, yeah? The only reason I picked this is so we can go, oh, yeah, oh, okay, after everything. The seat should not move more than an inch from side to side or forward. That's if you have one of those seats that weren't attached to your car when you bought it. You know, you just bought a car with no seats and you brought in your own chairs.
Some folding chairs.
Yeah. All right. Be sure your child is in the appropriate seat for his or her size and weight.
So if you have a big, fat baby, big fatty, get Fisher-Price's My First Big Fat Baby Car Seat.
Or this is also a very subtle way of telling you that if you're 35 years old, get out of the child safety seat. Be sure the child safety seat is appropriate for your vehicle. That way, if your vehicle is maybe like a teal color, don't even get a navy blue or a black one or anything. I'll kill you.
If your car is brown, get a brown baby seat.
Exactly.
If your car is German, you want to get one that looks like a little tiny Panzer. Put it in the back seat.
Don't make this country look any worse than it is. Check the vehicle and seat manuals as far as how appropriate the seat is for your vehicle.
That's something I always do when I buy a chair, is I check the manual. You know, is it safe to sit down the old way?
There's a whole new way of sitting, and you can learn that drawing on the right side of the brain.
You just got to get used to rid of the symbols.
Place your child in the safety seat properly each time. That goes without saying. A lot of very easy
as
jokes.
As I said before, don't just toss him in the back seat in the general vicinity of the chair. Oh, yay! Put him upside down with a bottle of beer on his butt.
Properly. Give him a kiss on the forehead. You gotta be a loving parent. That means love. Love. Register the child safety seat with the manufacturer for a notification of any recalls. So basically, when your child dies in a car accident, register your thing so you feel a little bit better when you get the money back or whatever. And
as we've said before, make sure to take your child out of the safety seat before sending it in for the recall.
Because when your child dies in an accident, they aren't going to care unless you send them that little form about how long you spent on the internet and if you subscribe to the newspaper and all that other stuff. This is a public service message from the Illinois State Police.
So, tapping right into that parents who got their babies killed in the car accident demographic. It's about 78% of our listeners.
Strangely enough.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But great people. Love them to death.
Yeah, we forgot to give a little shout out to them.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to forego my last public service announcement because we're running low on time and because we need lots of spacious time to do the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is much like a car seat of comedy. You give us a suggestion, and that's the safety belt. And then we're going to tuck you in and give you a kiss on the forehead. And using that suggestion, we're going to build an entire padded seat around you that will allow you to travel in safety and comfort through the comedy landscape of the year 2000.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thanks. So what we need from you now is to call up and give us a word, a phrase, a suggestion that we will base the probably 20 minutes of long-form improvisational comedy theater upon. So please, give us a call. Fly left. Now.
Yeah, a little bill to spill for you, I think, is coming up.
That's right, 359-9338.